名求你，阿门。我们上个礼拜开始讲罗马书第七章。
Last week is beginning to speak on chapter seven。
这就接连到人在罪中间怎样死，在基督里面怎样都是永远生命的道理。
So we talk about in sin how that we died, and then in Christ Jesus how we resurrected and saved。
罗马书第六章的最后一节告诉我们。
And the last verse of Romans chapter six is
罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death。
唯有我们靠着在耶稣基督里面，上帝所给我们的恩赐。我们才得着永生。
But in Christ Jesus, by the grace of God, we have the eternal life.
这样，罗马书第六章总结就给我们看见两种状态。
So then, in the conclusion of chapter 6, we see that men have two stages.
一种就是在死在罪中的状态。
One is that in the state that we are dead in sin.
另外一种就是在神的恩典中间，在基督里面都是生命的状态。
The other that the state is that in Christ we have the life.
那么罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
因为罪在人生命中间的发动
，because sin works in our life，
终究的目的就是要这个生命变成死亡。
The ultimate purpose is to cause this life to die。
所以一个人在生命中间自由犯罪的时候
，so one in his body free that he sin，
他是过着一个好像自己做主，却把自己出卖掉的生活。
He is living a life as if that he is in control, but yet he sells himself。
从现象看。他是主动的。
From phenomena, he is thinking actively.
从本质说，他是被动的。
But substantially, he's passive.
因为当他犯罪的时候，是引用了神给他的自由去犯罪。
Because at the time when he sinned, he used the freedom God given to him to sin.
当他与罪发生关系的时候，罪正在吞灭他的自由。
But when he has relationship with sin, sin is engulfing his life.
当罪借着我们的自由在我们身上发动的时候
，When sin for freedom works out in us,
他就吞吃生命。
He engulfs our life.
所以罪的权势在身上发动的结果。就是要使我们的生命带到死亡的地步。
So the working of the power of sin in our life is said to bring us to death.
这样，如果一个人他是活在自由之中，活在罪之中，他就活在死的过程之中。
So if a person were to live in sin in freedom, which is living in the process of death.
所以你的罪就是你死的过程。
So the sinning is your process of death.
你自由的应用就是你自由的出卖。
And the use of your freedom is the selling of your freedom.
你把你的主动化成被动，而你自己不自知。
So your activity now become passivity that you do not know.
这样，当我们犯罪的时候，我们是在自主的状态中。
So at the time when you sin, we are active in sinning.
而是面对死亡的结局走去。
But yet we are walking towards death as a goal.
上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里面乃是永生。
But then the grace of God in Christ Jesus is to give us eternal life.
这样给我们看见有另外一种生命的状态是我们可以享受的。
So we see that another state of life that we can enjoy is
就是不在罪的权柄之下。
There's no more under the control of sin.
不在罪的控制之下。
No more under the power of sin.
我们可以从罪的权柄中间得出释放出来。
That we can be redeemed from the power of sin.
在主耶稣基督的救赎里面。
That in the redemption of Christ Jesus.
我们领受上帝的恩典。
Receive the grace of God.
这是上帝最大的恩赐。
This is the greatest gift of God.
赐下基督。
And to give Christ.
赐下圣灵使人认识基督。
And to give the Holy Spirit so they can know Christ Jesus.
上帝赐给我们的。
God, what God has given to us.
这么大的慈爱。
Such a great mercy.
上帝把他的独生子赐下来。
That his only son is given to us.
成为我们的救赎主。
He become our redeemer.
上帝又把圣灵赐下来。
And he has given the Holy Spirit to us.
使我们可领受。他所给我们的生命
so they can receive the life given by him
基督把永生的道路铺平了
so Jesus has set the way for us
圣灵就把这个永生的生命赐给我们
and the Holy Spirit now give this life to us
这样我今天在祷告的中间
so then now in prayer
在思想的中间
in my thinking
我看见罗马书第六章二十三节跟第七章、第八章一个很重要的关系。
I see there's a connection between Romans chapter 6 verse 23 and chapter 7 and chapter 8.
罗马书第六章二十三节第一句告诉我们。
Because in Romans chapter 6 verse 23 it says,
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
而第二句告诉我们。
And the second statement is,
上帝的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
That God's grace in Christ Jesus is eternal life.
像前面的一句话真正完全的解释就在 罗马书第七章里面告诉我们。
So the perfect interpretation of the first part of chapter 6 verse 23 is in chapter 7 of Romans.
第二句话的解释就在第八章里面完全解开出来。
And the exposition of the second part of this 23 verse 6 is in chapter 8.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么这怎么可能呢？
How is it possible?
我们怎么可能从死的地步进到得着永生的地步？
How can we from the state of death now coming to life?
我们在死亡的过程中间，
that in the process of dying,
不但有罪的事实，
not only there's a fact of sin,
罪的权势，
and the power of sin,
罪的捆绑，
and the bondage of sin,
罪的控告，
and the accusation of sin,
还有罪的权柄在我们身上的发动，
and even the working of the power of sin upon us.
另外一件事情是什么呢？
But what's the other thing?
就是我们借着罪所抗拒、所违背的律法，他的咒诅就临到我们身上。
That the curse on which the law was fought against by sin now come to us.
像罪、律法、死亡。
So sin, law and death.
这三件事中间有非常密切的关系。
Among these three things, there's a close relationship.
我因为罪的缘故，所以我违背了律法。
Because of sin, I go against law.
我因为违背律法的缘故，我受了咒诅。
Because I go against the law, I'm cursed.
因为我受了咒诅的缘故，我面对死亡。
And because I'm cursed, I face death.
而死是这个律法咒诅的一个结果。
So now this death is the result of the curse of the law.
死又是罪的一个工价。
And also it is the wages of sin too.
罪的权势就在律法的控告里面。
So this power of this death is in the accusation of the law.
如果一个人没有犯罪，
a man without sinning,
律法就不可能控告他。
The law cannot accuse him.
如果一个人没有犯罪，
if a man without sin,
他就不会违背律法。
So he wanna go against the law.
他也不会在律法的咒诅之下面向死亡的界
定。He will not be under the curse of law and facing death.
将罪一时与这个律法之间的关系是非常密切的。
So that we see is very intimately related between this law, sin and death.
所以当一个人在罪中的时候，
when a man is in sin,
他就在律法的控告下面。
He is in the accusation of law.
在律法的限制下面。
And under the limitation of law.
没有办法脱离死的结局。
He cannot go and escape away from death.
但是感谢上帝。
But praise the Lord.
因为耶稣基督为我们死了。
Because Christ Jesus died for us.
所以我们在基督的死里面解决了我们应当受的死。
So in the death of Jesus Christ, our problem of death is being solved.
这个上个礼拜我们很清楚的讲
过。We expounded clearly last week.
我把我的死权，就是罪在我身上发动的结局，带到耶稣的十字架上来。
That our working and the result of this sin, now I given him to Christ Jesus as death.
当罪的权势在我里面发动的时候，
when the power of sin is working upon me,
是要叫我死亡。
It want to cause me to die.
那耶稣基督既然为我死了，
now Christ Jesus has died for me,
我这有罪的人就跑到他的里面来。
I am now a sinful man running to him.
当我们进到耶稣基督里面的时候，
when we enter into Jesus Christ,
在我们生命中间发动了罪的权势，我们交到十字架的上面。
And this power of sin that's working in me, that's death, I want to give it to the cross.
所以这个正在发动的罪权就在基督的死里面发动的。
So this power of sin which is working now is working in the death of Jesus Christ.
我就脱离了罪在我身上发动，要我面对死亡的这个结局。
So now I'm being delivered from the result of sin that's death.
现在我的生命得着保留。
So my life is now being kept safe.
我可以脱离死亡的权势。
I can also run away from the power of sin.
罪权现在在基督的身上发动。
Because this power of sin is working in Christ Jesus.
那么基督就代替我了。
And Jesus substitute in my place.
当罪的权势在基督的生命中间发动的时候，
So when the power of sin is working out in Jesus' life,
就圣经说这样，看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
So it's just like what the Bible says, that behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world.
怎样除去世人的罪孽？
How did he take away?
他担当了我们的罪。
He take up all our sins.
所以耶稣是在肉身中间担当我们的罪。
So it is in flesh that he take away our sins.
这就是彼得前书第二章二十四节所讲的话。
And that's the first Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says,
他在木头上亲身担当我们的罪。
Upon the cross, he personally took away our sins.
这个亲身什么意思呢？
Personally in flesh.
耶稣基督道成肉身，在肉身中间定了罪案。
So Christ Jesus incarnated in flesh to condemn sin.
耶稣基督成了肉体，有一个担当人罪 被钉被杀受死的身体。
He take up a body of flesh so that upon the cross he died for us in flesh.
这就是罪身的形状。
And that is the form of the flesh.
虽然他没有罪
，even though he is without sin，
他产生他到世界上来披戴那个像我们一样的罪身的形状。
But he came into the world taking the likeness of the flesh of sin，
产生了一个可能代替罪人死的这个救赎的这个祭。
So then there is the possibility of this sacrifice, the substitute in our place.
耶稣基督把自己献上给上帝。
So Christ Jesus to offer himself back to God.
如同无瑕无疵的羔羊。
Like of, this lamb without blemish.
他是借着永远的灵把自己献上。
And with the eternal spirit, he sacrificed himself to God.
这是希伯来书第九章第十四节告诉我。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 tell us so.
何况基督借着永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给上帝。
Now all the more with the help of the eternal spirit, Christ Jesus gave himself as the lamb without blemish.
他是献祭者。
So he is the one who offered the priest.
他是祭物。
He is the sacrifice too.
他又是祭司。
And also he is the priest.
所以他以自己的身体把自己献上，成为献祭的祭物。给永生的上帝。
So using his own body is sacrificed to God, and with that sacrifice, he offered himself to God.
全世界在罪人身上发动死亡的罪的权势就归向他。
So the power of sin that is working among all people now come to him.
这也是以赛亚书第五十章当第十节所讲的话。
And that's also stated in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10.
耶和华定义将他压伤。
Jehovah want to press him, oppress him.
我们个人如羊走迷，第六节。
We are like the sheep that gone astray.
耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。
But all our sins God has cast to him, the Christ Jesus.
所以耶稣基督在他的身上，在亲身担当我们的罪的事情上，接受了所有在我们身上发动的罪权。他带我们担当了。
So upon himself, he took up all this the working of the power of sin in him.
在二十五年前
，and 25 years ago,
有一个十四岁的孩子来找我。
There was a 14-year-old boy who came to me.
他说：“汤姆斯，我要问你一句话。
”He said, "Reverend Tom, I want to ask you a statement."
他说：“耶稣担当我们的罪，对不对
？”Jesus took away our sin. Is that right?
我说：“对呀。
”I said, "Right."
你怀疑吗？
Well, are you skeptical about that?
他说没有，我没有。
He said, "No, I'm not."
耶稣担当我的罪，对不对
？That Jesus took my sin. Is that right?
我再说，对呀。
I said, "Yes, right."
那么汤姆斯，你的罪也给他担当了，对不对
？So Reverend Tong, your sins are also taken away by him.
我说是啊。
I said, "Yes."
我的罪也给他担当，对不对
？So my sin is being taken by him.
所以我的罪加你的罪加别人的罪加一大堆的罪在他身上，对不对
？Your sin, my sin, his sin, everybody's sin now is upon him. Is that right?
我说对呀。
I said, "Yes, right."
不但这个时代的你的、我的、他的，还有上个礼拜的公公的时代、公公的公公。的公共的时代，所有带的罪都在他的身上，对不对
？No, even sin of this age, of all the ages upon him, is it right?
我就知道这个人头脑有东西了。
I said that this boy has something in him.
他可能要问一件很奇怪的事情。
Maybe he want to ask a very strange question.
我很喜欢
，but I like it.
因为越多思想上帝的话，发出越多困难的问题。就知道这个人真是要明白上帝很深奥的道理。
So the more you ponder about the word of God, the more difficult question you ask, the more that you are thinking deeply in the word of God.
他在说。
So he asks again.
不但你的罪，我的罪，我们公共的罪，公共的罪，中国人的罪，还有外国人的罪，这个罪，亚洲的罪，美国人，全部的罪在他身上，对不对
？So not only your sin, our sin, foreigners' sin, westerners' sin, orientals, everybody's sins upon him. Is that right?
我说万邦万国万族万民万万代代的罪都在身上，对不对
？In all generation, all nation, all races, the sins are upon him.
他说对呀、
啊、，right.
那么我请问汤姆斯
，So Reverend Tom, I would ask you.
耶稣担当这么多罪，他怎么上天堂呢
？Jesus took all this, and how can he go to heaven?
哇，我想一个十四岁的孩子会这么想，一定是很聪明。
A one who is 14 can think in such a manner, he must be very intelligent.
他这么多罪，他怎么上天堂
？So much sin, how can he go to heaven?
我说你怎么会问这个问题呢
？So how come you ask this question? And ask him.
他说昨天你在叫我们唱一首诗歌，你不记得吗
？So last time you taught us a song, have you forgotten?
罪恶不能上天堂。
With sin, you cannot go to heaven.
罪恶不能上天堂。
With sin, you cannot go to heaven.
你自己叫我们唱这首歌。
You taught us to sing this.
就对我们说，我们的罪在他身上。耶稣满身都是罪，他怎么上天堂
？So they see the Christ Jesus for all kind of sins. How can he go to heaven?
他怎么上天堂
？How did he go to heaven?
我问你，他怎么上天堂？是不是上帝说、啊、我的儿子很多罪不要紧，别人就不可以？是不是这样
？God the Father said that never mind this my son.
这个是特别的优待，对不对
？So he is a privilege.
所以你们要思想这个问题了。
So you have to think.
罪在我身上发动的时候。
So when the sin is upon me,
我就来到耶稣的面前。
I came to Jesus.
把我身上发动的罪的权柄放在他的身上。
So all the power of sin that's working in me now is put upon him.
我的罪在耶稣的身上。
So my sin is upon Jesus.
你的罪在耶稣的身上。
So your sin is upon Jesus.
全世界那些信主的人罪都在他身上。
So the sins of the whole world sin is upon him now.
耶稣担当了千千千万万万人的罪在他身上。
Jesus is taking upon himself thousands and thousands and thousands of people sin upon himself.
那他怎么能够到上帝？
So how can he go to God?
他是担当我们的罪，我们都知道了。
He took our sin, we know.
但是他怎么解决我们的罪？
But how did he solve the problem of sin?
哦，这是很好的问题。
This is a very good question.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
上帝的话是全备的。
Because God is so perfect.
上帝话是周全的。
It is perfect.
因为他不是按照肉体的条例做祭司。
Because he is not a priest according to flesh.
他是按照无穷之生命的大能做祭司。
But according to the principle of the eternal life, become a priest.
当耶稣做祭司的时候
，When Jesus became priest，
他做祭物的时候
，When he came a sacrifice，
献上自己的身体
，He offered himself。
但是他做祭物的时候
，When he became a sacrifice，
不是以肉体的条例献祭
，Not according to the flesh condition that he make offering，
他是以永远的灵献祭。
But with the eternal spirit that he makes sacrifices.
以永远的灵献上这一个肉身的身体。
So using the eternal spirit offering this body as flesh.
这是唯一在有限界进入无限界的祭物。
So that's the only sacrifice from the realm of finiteness to infinity.
你注意听这句话。
So pay attention to this.
他在有限界中间取了人的身体。
In the finiteness, he took the flesh.
道成肉身。
He incarnated into our body.
取了罪身的形状。
And he took the likeness of the flesh of sin.
在肉身中为我们定了罪案。
So in flesh, he condemned sin.
亲身担当我们的罪。
So he took upon himself our sins.
当他到地上来的时候。
So when he came to the earth,
他说上帝啊。
He said, God,
我来了是要遵行你的旨意。
I come to go according to your will.
因为你已经为我预备。
Because you have prepared this body for me.
就记在这这个诗篇第十四篇里。
And Psalm 40 recorded.
记在这这个希伯来书第十章第七节里。
And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7.
所以耶稣基督有一个人的身体。
So Christ Jesus came with the body of man.
罪身的形状。
And also the likeness of sinful nature.
不是从亚当夏娃的后代所产生的身体。
Not coming of a, not having a body formed this Adam.
那是道成肉身的身体。
But the word that became flesh.
完全的原罪的传流没有关系的。
So totally have no relationship with original sin.
是圣灵感孕玛利亚所生下来的身体。
It is the Holy Spirit that conceived him.
是圣者的身体。
It is the body of the Holy One.
以无瑕无疵羔羊的身份代替我们钉在十字架上。
And the Lamb which without blame is taking our place to die on the cross.
亲身担当我们的罪。
And he took upon himself our sin.
所以耶稣基督是在暂时的历史过程中间有那个身体。
So in the history with the temporal, he had a body.
这个身体是道成肉身的果效。
And this body is the result of incarnation.
这个身体是完全圣洁无罪。
It is perfectly holy.
他在这个肉身三十多年的生活中间受尽试探却没有犯罪。
So with this body for about 30 odd years he was tempted but without sin.
所以他以这个圣洁的身体当作祭物献给上帝的时候。
So with this holy body when he offered himself as a sacrifice to God.
原是永恒的道来世界暂成肉身的。
He was the eternal word that came into flesh as a temporal one.
当他把这个祭献给上帝的时候。
And then when he offered a sacrifice to God.
希伯来书九章十节说他是借着永远的灵把自己献上。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 40 said that through the eternal spirit he for offering himself.
所以他就成为在暂时中间以永恒中间一个中保。
So he became a mediator with a temporality and eternity.
在人的世界与神的世界中间一个独一的桥梁。
So become a bridge between the word of God and between the word of man.
只要我的罪在他身上发动的时候。
So then my sin work out in him.
他在肉身的暂时中间担当我的罪。
So in the temporality, in the flesh, he took my sin.
他就用永远的灵把自己献祭。
But then with the eternity spirit, he offered himself.
那么他以无穷生命的大能做祭司什么意思？
And with this infinite power of eternal life, he became a priest.
普通的祭司是暂时的。
And the human priest is temporal.
普通的祭司是会死的。
And they will die.
普通的祭司死了，要他的后代继续下去。
So the human priest when they die, their descendant will continue.
因为他们是按照肉体的条例做祭司。
Because they become priests in human condition.
耶稣基督不是如此。
But not with Jesus Christ.
他是以无穷之生命的大能做祭司。
With the power in infinite eternal life, he became a priest.
这句话记载在希伯来书第七章里面。
Hebrews chapter 7 recorded this.
第十六节里面。
And verse 16.
他不是按照肉体的条例，乃按照无穷之生命的大能做祭司。
Not according to the principle of the human body, but according to the eternal life principle, he became a priest.
这无穷生命的大能，希腊文的字什么意思？
And this power, eternal life, what's the meaning in Greek?
可以解释成不能毁坏之生命的大能。
And that power of life that is indestructible.
所以呢，当耶稣基督以无穷的生命
，even though with this infinite life，
来受摧残的时候
，when he was being destroyed，
这十的权柄从我身上转移到他的身上。
So in the power of sin that transformed from mine to him，
当十的权柄在我身上发动的时候
，so the power of sin that work out in me with that，
我的生命是有限的
，my life is finite。
所以十的权柄就摧残了我，我就死了。
So the power of sin now destroy me and I die.
我以有限的生命
with a finite life,
受咒诅的生命
a cursed life,
违背律法的生命
a life that goes against the law,
不能承担死权在我身上的摧残
I cannot bear the destruction of sin in me.
所以说罪的工价乃是死
and that's how you say the wages of sin is death.
所以你犯罪，罪就把你的生命摧残致死
So when you sin, this sin will destroy you until you die.
耶稣基督无穷生命的大能
but cry with the power of eternal life.
罪的摧残
and the destruction coming from sin
罪的发动在他生命
and the working out of this sin in his life
没有办法
cannot destroy
为什么呢
why
因为他有无穷之生命的大能
because he has the power of eternal life
这样你可以从数学的定理学到这个真理
so the principle of mathematics you can learn this
无限大减去一万等于多少啊
infinity minus 10,000
等于多少等于无限大
infinity
无限大除去一万万等于多少呢
？Infinity divided by 100,000
还是一万万
？Still that？
为什么
infinity,
还是无限大
？Still infinity？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为如果你有一万万，讲到你嘴巴歪了，还是有限的。
Because with billions and billions, you count it is still finite.
无限同有限之间的差别。是无限的。
The difference between infinity and finiteness is infinite.
所以所有罪人罪的权势在我们身上发动，综合起来，在耶稣的生命中间还是有限的。
This summation of all power of sins upon us that given to Jesus Christ is still infinite.
有限的力量在摧残无限的力量的生命的中间呢，是绝对不可能。
So the finite power want to destroy the infinite life is not possible.
所以你就明白那个孩子问的问题怎么解答了吗
？So you understand how to answer the question by the small boy.
所有的罪都在耶稣的身上，耶稣满身都是罪，他怎么上天堂
？So all sins coming to Jesus with all this, how can he go to heaven?
他以无穷的生命吞。灭了所有有限的罪的权柄。
Because with the eternal life, he engulfed all the power of the finite sin.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样在基督里面。
So in Christ,
我们看自己是死的。
We see ourselves as dead.
在自己罪恶中的生活已经死了。
And our this life in sin is dead.
在基督里的死里面，我们死了。
In the death of Jesus Christ, we died.
在基督里面的复活的生命里面，我们又活过来。
In the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we resurrected.
基督的复活。
Because the resurrection of Christ
成为我们新生命的开始
Become the beginning of a new life
律法要再控告我不能了
Law want to accuse me but cannot
因为律法是借着我的罪来控告我
Because law only can accuse us through sin
我的罪在基督的死里面已经被对付了
But then my sin in the death of Jesus Christ have been solved
因为违背律法所以我叫做罪人
Because I go against the law I'm called a sinner
我这个罪人的身份在基督的死里面与他同死了
So my status as a sinner thou died together with Christ Jesus
这样我脱离了律法的捆绑
So now I'm being delivered from this
律法的咒诅
And also from the curse of sin
我在基督的复活里面领受了新的生命
So in the resurrection of Christ Jesus I have new life
我得着释放了
I'm liberated
那么这样是不是基督徒就没有犯罪的可能
Then when I ask Is it not possible for Christians to sin
基督徒就从此以后就等候上天堂绝对一尘不染吗
Does mean henceforth we are waiting to go to heaven without sinning
绝对不是的
Absolutely not
因为我们还活在 这个犯罪环境的世界里。
Because we are still living in this world of sin.
所以我们还在试探诱惑的中间。
So we are still living in the area of temptation.
所以我们有着新生命的本质。
Even though we have substance of a new life.
但我们有旧性情的惯性。
But then the old nature habit is in us.
旧性情的影响。
The whole habit influences us.
旧的生活的回忆。
And also the recollection of new old life.
旧的习惯的这个影响。
The whole habit's influence.
所以呢，这第七章要告诉我们。
So chapter 7 want to tell us.
我们的肉身中间生活的时候。
That as we still live in the body and flesh.
我们还继续不断的罪一再律法的这两方面微妙的关系中间常常不能得胜。
And with this very, amazing kind of relationship between this flesh and the sin, we still cannot be totally delivered.
这个关系是很奥秘的。
This relationship is very profound.
这个关系是非常不容易了解。
And difficult to understand.
The mysterious relationship between sin and the law in influencing our daily life.
这个非常微妙的关系是罪跟那个影响我们生命的律法
使我们的生命受影响
so that our life is being influenced
我们常常还可能过犯罪
so many times we still can live in sin
从地位来说
positionally
我们得救了
we are saved
从地位来说
positionally
我们不在律法的控告之下
no more under accusation of sin
从地位来说
positionally
不在罪的权柄之下
no more under the power of sin
地位来说
positionally
我们基督里面已经得到新生命
we are in Christ we have new life
但是我们的生命面对我们的世界我们的四周环境罪恶的引诱的时候怎么样呢
When alive, when still facing the temptation in this world, what that we will do?
你看见两种基督徒
We see two kinds of Christians
一种是不得胜的基督徒
One the Christian who is not victorious
另外一种是得胜的基督徒
One is a victorious Christian
这就是第七章跟第八章不同的地方
And this is different of chapter 7 and chapter 8
那现在请大家注意第四节这里讲什么话语
Pay attention to verse 4
我的弟兄啊这么说来你们借着基督的圣体在律法上也是死了叫你们归于别人就是归于从死里复活叫我们借国子给上帝
So my brothers you also died to the law through the body of Christ that you might belong to another to him who was raised from the dead in order that we might bear fruit to God
我们应当为主而活
We must live for him
我们应当归于那复活的耶稣基督。
We must belong to Christ.
好，第五节大家一同读。
Verse 5 we read together.
因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。那这句话什么意思呢
？Then what's the meaning of verse number 5?
属肉体的时候。
So when we belong to the flesh.
是什么时候啊？
When?
是还没有得救以前吗
Before we are saved
或者是得救以后呢
Or after we are saved
什么叫做属肉体呢
When it belongs to the flesh
我这个人
Me
还顺从肉身的时候
When I still obey to my flesh
那么我还没有得救以前是我这个人顺从肉身吗
So before I'm saved it is my flesh who is obedient to sin
还没有得救以前
Before you are saved
我不是顺从肉身
I'm not obedient to the flesh.
我是顺从天上的恶魔。
I belong to Satan. I submit to Satan.
就是在空中掌权的魔鬼。
And that is Satan which is controlling the air.
他的肉身随从我的私意。
So the flesh go according to my selfish desire.
Self-lust.
Self-lust.
这个在以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
Ephesians 2 says.
所以你请注意。
So pay attention.
还没有得救以前。
Before you are saved.
不是我里面这个人属于肉体。
Not that I myself belong to my flesh.
是肉体随从我里面的私意。
But this flesh, the obedient to my selfish lust.
好，我里面的私意随从空中掌权的恶魔。
And then my selfish lust is obedient to Satan who is controlling the air.
那是没有得救的情形。
That is something before you are saved.
我再讲一次哈。
One more time.
还没有得救以前。
Before you are saved.
我不是属于。耶稣基督
I do not belong to Jesus
没有得救以前
Before I'm saved
我以为我是自由的
I thought I'm free
其实我不是自由的
Actually I'm not
因为我所有的行动的背后 有空中掌权的恶魔在我心中邪灵运行。
Because behind all my actions, Satan works in me.
那我的肉身呢，就随从我里面的私欲。
So my flesh is obedient to my this selfish lust.
所以那个状况跟这里说我们顺从肉体的时候是两件事情。
So it's totally different than what we are saying that we are obedient to our selfish flesh.
Now, obey to my flesh.The situation is different from the flesh obeying my lust within me. 是不一样的。
So it's totally different.
所以肉身随从我里面的私欲是没有得救以前的事情。
So the flesh that is obedient to my selfish desire is what describing what we are before we are saved.
但我得救以后呢？
But after I've been saved,
我是属于主的。
I belong to Christ.
我属于主已经地位上是属于主的。
So positionally, I belong to Christ.
我已经有新的生命。
I have the new life.
因为我与主同时与主同复活。
Because I die and resurrected with Christ.
所以现在我不在罪的控告之下。
So I'm no more under accusation of this sin.
不在律法的咒诅之下。
No more under curse of laws.
我不在罪的权柄的引诱之下。
No more under the temptation or power of sin.
但是
But then,
这个新的生命呢？
This new life,
现在面对生活的时候
when you face our living,
我发现呢有一个很可怕的事情发生
I find something terrible happening.
就是什么呢
What is that?
新生命虽然不在罪的权柄之下
New life, even though it's not under control of death,
但是新的生活常常不能得胜环境的诱惑
But this new life many times cannot be victorious over the temptation of the environment.
所以得救的人
So he will save
两个方向
Two directions.
一个方向
One.
体贴肉体
We are go according to the flesh.
另外一个方向
The other one.
体贴圣灵
We are obedient to the Holy Spirit.
这是表示我里面已经得救的人
Which in I'm who are saved.
还有两个可能
There's two possibilities.
第一个人一面得救了还是顺从肉体
The first you have been saved but you are submissive to your flesh.
顺从情欲
You submit to your lust.
另外是得救以后顺从圣灵。
The other one after you've been saved, you are obedient to the Holy Spirit.
像你可以在哥林多书信里面，保罗在第二章、第三章里面就提到这些事情。
So First Corinthians chapter 2 and 3 mentioned this.
有你在注意加拉太第五章
，and Galatians chapter 5
里面给我们看见圣灵与情欲相争，情欲与圣灵相争，要叫我们不能做出。我们要做的事情。
So then there's a conflict between the spirit and the flesh, so that we cannot do what we desire.
那这种状况到底是得救以前或者得救以后的事情
？So this kind of state that is described before we are saved or after we are saved.
这是很重要的基础。
This is a very important foundation.
因为许多人接受罗马书第七章的时候
，So many when they expound this Romans chapter
7都把它当作是还没有得救以前的经验。
They deem it as experience before we are saved.
其实呢，不是的。
But actually, it's not.
一个人得救以后
，After one has been saved，
做了基督徒以后
，After become a Christian，
已经领受救恩以后
，After receive the salvation，
得了新生命以后
，With a new life，
他还照样面对生活上。很难得胜试探诱惑罪恶权柄在我们身上的这种影响
So he still continue to face the influence of this sin that come to us as a temptation
所以两种基督徒
So two kind of Christians
你得救以后
After you are saved
你不以主的心为心
You do not use Christ's heart as your heart
你不体贴圣灵
You do not obey the Holy Spirit
你不爱他
You do not love him
你不顺从他
You are not obedient to him
许多时候还是体贴肉体
Many times we are obedient to our flesh
许多你还是顺从肉体
And go according to our flesh
当你顺从肉体的时候
When you go according to your flesh
那发生怎么样的事情
What happens
我们再看第五节
We read number 5
因为我们属肉体的时候那因律法而生的恶意就在我们肢体中发动以至于结成死亡的果子我们既然在捆我的律法上死了现今就做你律法叫我们父世主按照心灵的信仰不按照义文的旧样
And at 5 and 6 For when we were controlled by the sinful nature the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies so that we bore fruit of death but now by dying to what once by us we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the spirit and not in the old way of the written code
那我们从前还没有得救以前
So in the past before we are saved
我们是走向死亡的
So we walk towards death.
如果我们得救以后还是继续顺从肉体的话，
so if we are saved and continue to obey to our flesh,
我们有另外一种死。
There's another kind of death,
就是肉身中间的一种死。
And there's a death in our flesh.
以后我们在第八章会看得很清楚。
And that we will see in chapter 8.
顺从圣灵就是生命同平安。
So if you are obedient to the Holy Spirit, you have this life and peace.
顺从肉体就是一种死。
But if you are obedient to the flesh, you die.
这是很可怕的事情。
Very terrifying.
也就是好像非基督一样的生活。
Like a non-Christian life.
有一些基督徒有了生命，但是他的生活不像真的基督徒。
That Christians who have a new life, but their living is not like Christians.
甚至上帝许可他肉身像死人一样的死，使他的心灵在耶稣的日子可以得救。
And God even allowed them to die in their flesh, but that their spirit is alive in Christ Jesus.
所以我们要怎样过一个得胜的生活？
So how can we lead a victorious life?
马丁路德说，
Martin Luther said,
我们得救以后，
after we have been saved,
我们一面是义人，我们一面还是罪人。
On the one hand, we are righteous men, on the other hand, also we are sinner.
这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
在同一个状况中间，
with the same state,
同一个时期里面，
with the same period of time,
地位来说，
Position,
我是得救的，
I am saved.
按生活来说，
according to life,
我像那些罪人一样，
I am like the sinners.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们要照着里面有的生命定力顺服圣灵，过一个得救的人应当有的生活。
Because we do not do according to the principle that within us obeying the Holy Spirit to lead a new life.
所以基督徒请注意，
So Christian pay attention.
我们不要顺从肉体，
Do not be obedient to our flesh.
我们就肉体在地上过犯罪的生活很久了，
Our flesh have been living in sin for a long time.
它有个犯罪的惯性，
is a habit in sinning.
他有犯罪的朋友，
he has a habit of sinning.
他有犯罪的环境，
he has a habitual environment.
就是肉体有这一个环境，
so this flesh has this environment.
我们不可以顺从他，
so we cannot be obedient to it.
那一个人得救以后，
after one has been saved,
还继续不断顺从肉体，
if you will continue to be obedient to flesh,
这一个人就过一个很矛盾很痛苦使圣灵忧伤使自己永远没有喜乐的生活。
Then he lived a conflicting, contradicting life that he will grieve the Holy Spirit. He will not have peace in his heart.
很像从前还没有得救的情形一样。
It was just like what he was before he was saved.
那时的结局就是死。
And the result of that state is death.
而现在你得救了，又好像过一个面向死亡的生活。
But now you have been saved, but yet you are living a life that is still like facing death.
所以呢，第六节告诉我们。
And that's why verse 6 says,
我们既然在捆我们的律法上已经死了。
But now by dying to what once bound us,
现在就脱离了律法。
We have been released from the law.
我们应当怎么样呢？
So then what should we behave?
我们服侍上帝，按着圣灵的信仰，不按照义文的旧样。
So that we serve in the new way of the spirit, capital letter, and not in the old way of the written code.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我们按照心灵顺从圣灵，过一个新的生活的样子。
According to our spirit, we are obedient to the Holy Spirit and need a new way of life.
不是照着义文死死板板的勉强自己过一个被动的没有真正自由顺从圣灵而随从肉体的生活。
Not like a written code that is passive and also we are obedient to the flesh, not the Holy Spirit.
现在我把第五节要跟第七节一同念了再来解释。
So I want to read from verse 5 to 7 and then I'll explain to you.
一个人在属肉体的时候，
When a man belongs to the flesh,
因律法而生的恶意就在我们的肢体中发动。
So the sinful passion aroused by the law now at work in our bodies.
第七章第七节大家说，
verse 7,
这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。难道罪趁着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里面发动？因为没有律法，罪是死的。这句话什么意思呢？
What do you mean by this verses 6 and 7 and 8?
上帝赐下律法用意是不是好的？大家回答。
The purpose of God to give the law, is it good?
是不是好的？
Is it good?
上帝赐下律法用意是不是好的？
The purpose that God give the law, is it good?
是不是？上帝赐下律法 有没有隐藏着不好的动机？
Is there an intrinsic bad motive when God gives laws?
有没有？没有。
No.
上帝说你不可吃。
God said you cannot eat.
后来亚当夏娃吃了。
And Adam eat later on.
夏娃吃了以后。
After Eve had eaten,
她再把这个东西给她丈夫吃。
And he gave this to the husband.
为什么呢？
Why?
有一个英国的诗人叫做 John Milton.
John Milton.
他的思想很特别的。
And very special thinking he had.
他是一个的清教徒。
He is a Puritan.
而且是平信徒中间对圣经了解很深的人。
And in the late Christian, he understand the Bible very deeply.
他说当夏娃吃了以后呢。
He said after Eve had eaten.
他知道他做错了。
He knew that she knew that she was wrong.
她因为爱她的丈夫。
Because she loved the husband.
她不要与他离开。
She doesn't want to leave the husband.
所以她让他也错。
So she also want him to commit wrong.
一同犯罪。
So we are wrong together.
一同死。
We die together.
这个叫做同生共死。
So we live and die together.
同甘共苦。
So we enjoy together.
伟大爱情绝对不改变。
So great love never change.
不用我们问亚当夏娃才知道是不是这个情景。
We have to ask Adam and Eve whether this happened or not.
但亚当夏娃吃了以后呢？
But after Adam and Eve
他们两个就面对死亡了。
So they face death.
他一定要照着神的这个已经定的条例。
According to what God has fixed, they must die.
吃的日子你必定要死。
Today when you eat, you shall die.
他就没有办法脱离了。
He cannot run away from that.
那么这样他违背了神的诫命。
So he had gone against the commandment of God.
那么上帝赐下诫命，怎么变成他们能违背诫命？
So God has given the law. How come they can go against the law?
上帝赐下诫命，是不是成为人违背诫命的动机呢？
When God has given the law, does it constitute the motive for man to go against it?
上帝赐下诫命，反而使人产生违背诫命的果效。
So God has given the law, then it produces the result that man go against the law now.
如果上帝赐下诫命，
If God has given a law,
结果人才有可能违背诫命。
And the result is that it is then possible for man to go against the law.
岂不是更好没有诫命，免得没有人违背吗？
Does it mean that it's better to have no law so that man will not go against the law?
当你这样想的时候，
When you think in this manner,
就证明你站在已经犯罪以后的理性来想一切的事情。
It's to prove that you are using a fallen reason to reason thus.
所以这一段圣经要解决这个问题。
So this verse wants to solve this problem.
这样律法是罪吗？
Then is law sin?
因为有律法，我们才会犯法。
Because there's a law, then we can commit law.
没有法就没有可能犯。
Because without a law, we cannot break the law.
没有法可犯，我到底犯什么呢？
So without a law to break, what then I break?
有法我才会犯法。
There's a law, then I can break the law.
所以你反过来说，我会犯法，因为有法。
So you reverse and say that I can break the law because there's a law.
如果没有法，我就不可能犯法。
Because if there's no law, I cannot break the law then.
学校越多规条，我就越多犯规。
The more rules in the school, the more I can break the rules.
路上很多红灯，我才会闯红灯。
Because there are many red lights in the street, that's why I can break the red lights.
如果整个巨隆坡所有的路口都是青灯，我从来不可能犯红灯。
If there's only but green lights in all the roads, I cannot then commit this break.King of the red light.
我没有红灯可穿。
Because there's no this red light that can rush through.
好不好啊？我告诉你，如果没有红灯可穿，你早就穿命了，不是穿灯了。
If there's no red light, I tell you what, you'll kill yourself.
你马上就死了。
You'll kill yourself.
所以红灯的存在不是叫你犯法。
So the existence of red light is not for you to break it.
红灯的存在是要保存你的生命。
But to keep your life.
这你要注意的。
This you want pay attention.
这前几天，
我在 days ago,
我在这个台北讲道。
When I was preaching in Taipei,
讲到十点
，after 10 p.m.
那我才去找东西吃。
Then I went to find food.
吃的时候因为很饿。
When I was eating because I was so hungry,
我就叫很热的汤快快喝。
I had very hot soup. I took it.
我想不到我牙齿已经坏得很厉害了。
I never realized that my teeth are no good.
热汤一冲到牙齿里面的神经都痛得不得了。
So it caused great pain.
哦，我又忍，老了、so、不好意思流泪。
I got to endure because I'm old. I cannot shed tears.
其实已经流了，我向里面流，不敢向外面流。
But I have the tears rolling inside.
回到旅馆的时候
，When I returned to hotel,
十一点
，11 p.m.
十二点
，12，
一直痛。
Still continue to feel painful.
都不能睡。
I couldn't sleep.
又很累得不得了。
But I was so tired.
需要睡。
I need to sleep.
很没有办法睡。
But、I couldn't sleep.
因为痛跟累拼命在那里打扰我。
Because the pain and tears were troubling me.
累对我说你要睡。
My tiredness said that you must sleep.
痛对我说你哪里能睡
The pain said you cannot sleep.
所以两点起来我找什么办法呢
So 2 a.m. when I woke up, what can I do?
我含了一两粒八卦丹麻醉他一下没有办法
I took out some of the medicine but it couldn't help.
我记得 我箱里 有 Panadol.
I know that I have Panadol.
我就拿一粒 Panadol 放在牙齿这边
So I put a Panadol in my teeth.
因为吞到肚子再跑上来很久在这边马上就可以帮助
So it take a long time Panadol to go down and then come up again.
结果还是痛
But it's still painful.
后来到三点多睡了
So 3 a.m. I slept.
四点再痛起来。
And 4 a.m. I woke up again. 我
打电话回到印尼去，可能明天不能回家了。
So I call back saying I may not come back home.
我可能要到这个医生那里去。
Maybe I go to the doctor.
这个太痛了。
I was so painful.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
已经累得不掉了，四点还不能睡。
So 4 a.m. I still not sleep. 再
放一放一粒巴拉多。
I put one more Panadol.
到了六点多的时候呢
，When 6 a.m.
我打电话给我的太太。
I call my wife.
打了七次打不通。
7 times I couldn't get through.
不知道发生什么事情。
I know what happened.
偏偏在牙痛的时候连。电话都跟我捣蛋
So even when I was in pain at this,
所以我拿皮箱
Food doesn't cooperate
我想还是回去的
So I said I better go back
是不是要找医生呢我想回去因为回去还要在飞机上等六个钟头
Am I going to see a doctor first before I got to wait for another 6 hours
Bus 要一个钟头
And the bus for another hour
在机场再等一个钟头
And wait for another hour in the airport
飞机是五个钟头一共有七八个钟头
So 7 or 8 hours to be on the road
那怎么办呢
What to do now
就痛得怎么办呢
Also painful
所以我就打电话打不通来他打过来
Later on my wife called me
我说刚好你打来，我打气打不通。
It's good that you call me because I couldn't get through to you。
你告诉我下飞机，我马上到牙科医生那里。
So after I get the letter from the airplane, I want to go to the dentist。
行了，无论如何预备今天时间帮助我。
No matter what, please help me。
哦，他说好好好好。
She said okay。
电话挂下去了。
After I put down the phone，
我就忍着痛在飞机，一直等等等等。
So I was waiting with pain in the airport。
我问一个问题。
So I asked a question。
上帝啊，为什么你不要造牙齿没有神经的？
God, why don't you create a tooth without a nerve?
如果全部牙齿没有神经的，到老多么舒服。
Without all the teeth, without a nerve is so good.
如果没有神经好不好啊
？Without a nerve is it good?
为什么
？Why?
好不好啊
？Is it good?
你们说好不好啊
？Is it good?
不好。
No.
为什么呢
？Why?
如果没有神经
，Because without a nerve system,
那么你住了你也不知道。
Where we're rotten, you wouldn't know.
细菌从牙根进到血液，进到心脏，一下子你就死了。
When the germ come from here to our body, we wouldn't know.
所以这里面有许多的门户。
So there are a lot of these protections.
都有兵丁站在那边守护。
And there are soldiers guarding there.
当仇敌来的时候
，When enemies come,
他就告诉你有仇敌了。有仇敌了。
Warn you, there's enemies.
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know?
我跟他打的半死，痛的半死。
I fought him, so painful.
所以这样你就快快去医他。
So you go and see a doctor.
把他医好了。
After we treated.
补好了。
Treated.
门户关紧了。
So I have to close the door.
细菌就跑不进你。
Then the germ will not come in anymore.
你懂不懂啊
？Do you know?
所以律法就是这个。
That's the purpose of law.
律法赐下来。
When the law is given.
你一违背它的时候。
So when you go against the law.
危险就来到。
Danger comes.
所以上帝赐下律法。
So when God has given the law.
用意原是好的。
There's a good purpose with good purpose.
上帝赐下律法。
God has given the law.
正将政府放上红灯。
Like there's a red light in the traffic.
不是要你去干犯。
Not for you to interfere.
但是要你去守护自己。
But to protect yourself.
所以律法赐下来的动机是很特别的。
So the purpose of the law is very special.
全本圣经都启示这些的真理。
The whole Bible review about this.
我们在圣经看到好多处告诉我们。
In the Bible many times tell us.
为什么上帝赐下律法
？Why is that God has given the law?
但是现在呢，我请问。
Now I ask you.
有律法才有犯法的可能，对不对
？Is it because there's a law, there's a possibility to break the law?
有神经系统才有痛的半死的可能。
And because there's a nervous system, therefore you can feel painful.
那么神把这些防卫放在那边
？If God had put all the protection there,
是为了使我们享受痛苦，他才快乐是吗
？In order that we are in pain, then you enjoy.
上帝，你心这么坏吗？
God, you're so bad.
你所造的人牙痛，整个晚上你在那边做什么呢
？So the, your created man now is feeling painful with the dead. What are you doing there?
牙痛的时候
，when you're feeling painful,
你要承认你过去没有好好照顾牙齿，你是错了。
You must acknowledge in the past you never take good care of your teeth.
这个叫做罪的工价乃是死，现在你半死了。
And so there's a wage of sin is death.
牙痛的时候
，when you feel painful,
告诉你快快把它补好。
You must feel it.
因为危险已经到门口。
Because the danger is coming to the doorway.
所以这样，你从这些例子，你知道红灯不是不好的。
So from this illustration, you see the red light is not that it's bad.
我们神经系统会痛不是不好。
The nervous system we can feel pain. That's not good.
这都是卫兵的工作。
These are all protection guarding.
上帝赐下律法。
God has given the laws.
你一违背的时候
，when you break it，
你不是跟上帝开玩笑，你是跟自己开玩笑。
You're not joking with God, you're joking with yourself.
那么呢，律法的用意是好的。
So the purpose of law is good.
但是律法的存在有没有可能变成一个副作用呢
？So the existence of law would it turn to a passive a kind of this side effect?
所以这一段圣经就讲律法的副作用的问题。
So here talk about side effect of laws.
那因为副作用的存在，所以更好连正作用都不必试下来。好不好啊
Because there's a side effect, then it's better that law is not given. You will say,
不可能的
No, it's not possible.
每一个副作用都告诉你正作用是很有价值
So every side effect will tell you that the positive effect is good.
哦、oh, ，人有人坐电梯，电流停的时候，电梯不动，火烧的时候死在里面。
So when there's a lift, there's no electricity. When there's a fire, you will die in the lift.
这是电梯的副作用。
So that's the side effect of lift.
因为电梯有这种危险，所以全世界不要有电梯，好不好
？Because of this danger of a lift, then there's no more lift in the whole world. Is that good?
不好，机器动得太快，你手不小心放进去，手指就切断了。
So when the machine works, your hand can be cut also.
因为这样的危险，所以全世界不可以用机器，好不好
？Because there's such danger, you say we will not have any machine in the world.
不可以的。
No,
你副作用可能存在
，because there might be side effects.
但是副作用绝对不可否定正作用。
But the side effect cannot nullify the good effect.
飞机每一年有好几架会掉下来。
There are many of these planes will fall down.
从今开始，全世界人走路不可以坐飞机。
Henceforth, we'll walk without taking a flight.
好不好
？Is that good?
不能够的。
No,
飞机有掉下来的可能。这是副作用，不能否定飞机的正作用。
Even though there's a possibility that the plane will fall, there's a side effect, but you cannot nullify the good effect of the plane.
把自由给人，人会误用。
God gave us freedom, we can misuse it.
因为自由的误用产生罪的果效，这样上帝更好不要造一个有自由的人，好不好
？Because the misuse of freedom, you have sinned. Is it? Does it mean that it's better that God doesn't give us freedom?
不可以的。
No.
自由的误用不能比自由的正作用更要紧。
Because the misuse or this freedom cannot be better than the good use of freedom.
女孩子长得很漂亮，很危险，因为很多男人都要捉弄她。
When girls are beautiful, it's dangerous because they will be teased by men.
所以你祷告上帝给我生的孩子像母夜叉那样，好不好
？So God give all my daughters as ugly as possible.
不可以的。副作用不能大过正作用
Because the side effect cannot nullify the good effect
律法赐下来有副作用怎么办
So when the law is given there's a side effect with the law What do you do now
我们先看看这个副作用是什么
So we'll see what's the side effect first
律法的诫命一讲话的时候
Because when this law speaks
罪就趁机会诱惑我了
Then sin tries to tempt me
所以不可以
You cannot do
偏偏要摸
Yeah, I want to do
不可以吃
You cannot eat
偏偏要吃
I want to eat
为什么呢表示我有主权，不要捆绑我。
Just to say that I have the autonomy, don't bind me.
这个从前拿破仑的坟墓是用大理石做成功。
In the past, Napoleon his tomb is made by the big marble stone.
现在还在那里。
It's still there.
但是从前人是可以直接靠近，现在不能太靠近。
In the past, we come close to his tomb.
哪边有个牌？
But now cannot.
不可以摸。
He said they cannot touch.
就是在有牌的地方，手指最多的了。
And I tell you what, with that plate, there are many fingers pretty.
那边说不可以摸。
When you say that you do not touch,
大家摸一下，我摸了。
I touch it,
我摸过了。
I touch it,
你哪里敢摸？我敢。
You dare, I dare.
所以这个不可以摸变成有副作用在里面。
So do not touch have a side effect now.
变成引诱你去摸了。
So tempt you to touch.
所以你说这样，上帝赐下律法是不是要人去犯罪的
？So now God has given the law. Does it mean that you want us to break it? No.
如果你敢讲这句话
，You would dare to say that?
你等于是否定上帝是良善的
，Which means you are denying that God is good.
那么当上帝赐下律法，为什么人会去犯
？When God has given the law, is that why is that man break it?
上帝故意赐下律法是要人犯罪吗
？Is it purposefully that God has given the law so the man?
原本圣经没有这样的教导
，The Bible never say that.
那是尼托生的看法
，That's Watchman's view.
尼托生在十二篮里面
，Watchman in the 12 basket.
上帝赐下律法就是要人干犯。
He said, God has given the law so the man will break it.
我 看了，我吓了一跳。
When I saw that, I was horrified.
我马上求主赦免这种事情。
I said, God forgive it.
因为我们的神对我们存的意念是良善。
Because God has good motive on us.
神绝对没有使人犯罪的动机。
Absolutely, there's no motive in God wanting us to sin.
那么律法赐下来，怎么人会犯罪？
So now law is given, how's that man sin?
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
公义的神不是没有原则。
The righteous God is not without principle.
有原则的神一定有界限。
A God with principle has a limitation.
界限跟原则是必须存在的。
A boundary and a principle must exist.
你的违背不是必须存在的。
But your breaking is not an absolute necessity.
原则同界限是必须存在的。
But then this boundary and principle must actually exist.
当神把界限定出来的时候
，When God has set the boundary,
罪就趁着机会。借着诫命在我身上发动这句话出来
Since then seize the opportunity to work in us
我告诉你全世界所有的书没有一本讲这样的事情
In the whole world there's no Singapore that talk on these things
罪就趁机会借着诫命来在我身上发动
So sin seize the opportunity and through law work in me
因为如果律法没有说不可贪心
Because if the law never said that, do not be covetous,
我就不知道什么叫做贪心。
So I do not know what is to be covered.
这样子律法是叫人知善恶的，对不对？
So this law allows us to know the good and evil.
你说是的。
You say yes.
那么知善恶到底好不好？
Is it good to know good and evil?
如果知善恶是不好的，
If it's no good to know the good and evil,
那么神就不要赐下律法了。
Then God would not give the law.
起先上帝对亚当夏娃说不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
When God told this Adam and Eve that do not eat the fruit of the tree of good and evil,
岂不等于上帝不要人吃善恶吗？
Does it mean that God doesn't want us to know the good and evil?
如果上帝不要人知善恶
If God doesn't want us to know the good and evil,
那为什么不连那棵树的根都拔出来就算了
Then why is that he doesn't unroot this tree even?
树要放在哪里有命令说不可吃
And also there's a tree there and then there's a commandment say that you don't eat it.
上帝要多此两举
Why is that God want to put the double effect there?
如果连根都拔掉不必发命令也没有那棵树就算了
If he were to uproot the tree he doesn't even have to get a commandment and that's the end
那棵树种在那里
But that tree was planted there
命令向人讲了
And the commandment has been given
又把能违背上帝旨意的自由放在人心中
And
这是什么意思
Even give the freedom of man possibility to sin in us What's the meaning
这三件事
These three things
原则
Principle
自由
Freedom
以及诫命
Boundary
这里面的关系到底是什么
？All this was relationship.
这个就是叫道德的总原理。
That is the total principle of morality.
道德的总原理是什么
？The principium of morality.
没有自由的可能，就没有道德可言。
If there is no freedom, there is no possibility of morality.
没有界限，就没有真正的真理的法理可言。
If there is no boundary, there is no true truth of morality.
没有诫命，就没有责任可言。
If there's no commandment, then there is no responsibility.
神是圣洁的。
God is a holy God.
圣洁是有界限的。
Holiness, there's the limit.
人是有道德的。
Man has morality.
道德是需要自由的。
Morality needs freedom to exercise.
自由的考验需要诫命。
And the test of this freedom is boundary.
这些东西不能或少一样。
All these things you cannot go without one.
现在这个时候有一个很特别的力量。
Now a very special power now.
就是罪就借着律法趁机会在我身上发动。
Sin seize the opportunity of the Lord work in me.
这什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
这表示一个人。在没有得救以前
，which means a person when after before he was saved，
还有得救以后不顺从圣灵的情形
，and after he has been saved is not obedient to the Holy Spirit， that will be his state，
就是以自我为中心
and ，using self as a center，
以肉体的享受同自由为他的方向
，and using the enjoyment of the flesh and freedom as direction，
不体贴上帝的心
，is not obedient to God's mind，
不顺从圣灵
，is not obedient to the Holy Spirit，
他就随从肉体。
So he followed the flesh.
他就跟着诱惑。
You follow the temptation.
去抵挡上帝。
And go against God.
今天有这样的基督徒吗
？Do they are there such Christians?
有。
Yes.
他们的生活是没有得救吗
？Their life are they not saved?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
有一些得救的基督徒还过这样的生活。
Some saved Christians still live this kind of life.
他们正像非基督徒一样。
They are like the non-Christians.
有时候有一些人很难分辨基督徒非基督徒不同在哪里。
Sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference of Christian and non-Christians.
你说不同在得救不得救？
Is there a difference whether they're saved or not?
得救有没有可能过体贴肉体的生活呢？
But after you are saved, can you go alive with according to
flesh? 顺从肉体的生活呢？
Alive according to flesh?
很可能的。
Possible.
不是基督徒的。
Non-Christians.
没有得救的人。
Not saved.
看见不好的书很想买。
When they see the bad book, they want to buy.
基督徒得救了也很可能很想。
Christian, after they say they also want to buy these books.
一个侍奉主的人都可能有这些。
Even one who served the Lord also have this possibility. Why?
那个时候呢，不是圣灵在他生命做主，是肉体在他生命。
Because it is not Holy Spirit that is in control, but now He Himself is in control.
所以诫命一来。
So when the law comes,
我们靠自己有力量都是不可能。
According to our own self, can we go against it?
诫命来的时候，
when the commandment comes,
罪就趁着机会，借着诫命在我身上发动，使我去抵挡、触犯律法。
Sins now seize the opportunity of law and then work in me so that I break the law.
所以在这里呢，保罗就把罪这件事情讲成一个好像。有自由，有主动，有生命力，有诱惑，有权柄，能发动的一个人一样。
So now this Paul has taken sin as a person personified with freedom, with the power that is able to work.
这罗马书第五章到第八章。
So from Romans chapter 5 to 8,
保罗用罪 hamartia 这个字是用单数的，不是用多数。
Paul used singular sin, S-I-N,
是主动的，不是被动。
Is active, not passive.
是在有生命力、有影响性的。
With the power of life.
所以可以说这几章的罪这个字呢，已经变成了有人格化的一种描写。
So for these few chapters, sin has been personified.
Personified sin.
拟人化了。
所以你现在想象中的那罪。好像是一个有力量影响的主动者。
So you talk about sin like a person that can take an active initiative.
那我们怎么了解这件事？
So how to understand this?
我个人的解释。
My personal exposition.
没有一个罪的背后，没有魔鬼在里面作祟影响。主动参与有份。
So for every sin behind it, Satan is taking an active part.
这样罪。绝对不是你的自由同行为的问题而已。
So this sin absolutely is not a problem of your conduct and your freedom.
这是基督教跟所有的宗教对罪论的看法完全不同的地方。
And this is different of Christian exposition of sin as compared to other religions.
请你告诉我有哪一派的哲学这样解释。
Tell me, is there any philosopher who explained this way?
你告诉我有哪一种文化这样了解？
Any culture understand it this way?
你告诉我有哪一个宗教这样明白？
Any religion understand this way?
这里的罪不是行为。
Here the sin is not a conduct.
这里的罪是一个权势。
It is a power.
这里的罪不是你自由的行动。
Not your freedom action.
这里的罪是影响你的自由的那个力量。
But it's a power that influences freedom.
这里的罪不是个客观的事情。
This sin is not an objective fact.
这个罪是有罪恶、有魔鬼的力量在里面的吸引力。
But there's a power of Satan in it.
这个罪像磁铁一样的。
Like a magnet.
它靠近你的时候。
When it comes close to you.
好像你用自由又去犯他。
Now you're using freedom to commit it.
马上吸住你。
But then it attack you.
把你的自由吸掉了。
So that your this freedom is drawn away.
每次你犯罪的时候。
So that when you sin,
你在自动中间变成被动。
So in active part you become passive.
你的智慧中间变成愚昧。
In wisdom you become fool.
你的敏感中间变成沉睡。
In sensitiveness you become numb.
你的自主中间变成奴仆。
In autonomy you become slave.
所以这一段描写的非常非常的精彩。
So it's very vivid here.
这个罪就趁机。
Sin sees the opportunity.
表示什么呢？
Which means
他很惊喜的。
He's very alert.
他很懂的。
Knowing very well.
一直等等等，一机会来，他马上出来。
To wait for the opportunity, he can see.
所以趁着机会。
He sees the opportunity.
借着诫命。
And through the commandment.
就来发动。
To come and work in us.
在我们的身上。
In us.
这样呢，我一看到不可贪心。我里面就变成要想怎么样过一个贪心的。
So when they see the law that prohibits covetousness, you want to be covet.
不可杀人。
Do not kill.
里面有一个恨人杀人的动机出来了。
Then there's a motive of hatred in you.
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
你想在太太之外变得女人什么味道？
You want to have the taste of a wife after your wife.
很可怕的事情。
Something terrible.
最趁机会，借着诫命。在我们身上发
生。Sin through law sees the opportunity to work in us.
现在我们大家看第八节。
Verse number 8.
一二三， 然后罪趁着机会就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我里面发动，因为没有律法罪是死的。第九节一同来读，
我以前没有律法，
没有律法
是活着的，
但是诫命来到罪又活了，我就死了。那本来叫人活的诫命反倒叫我死，那么诫命叫人死吗？
So does law cause us to die?
诫命本身不叫人死。
Law itself will cause us to die.
因为诫命的缘故，
Because of law,
违背的必定死。
And he who break it will die.
好，我再讲一次。
Now one more time.
诫命本身不会叫人死。
Law itself will cause us to die.
但是因为诫命的缘故，
But because of law,
违背诫命的就要死。
He who breaks the law shall die.
这样的人的死与诫命的关系是什么呢？
So what is the relationship of man's death and law?
因为诫命的存在，
Because the existence of law,
因为诫命的严肃，
Because of the elements of law,
因为诫命的限制，
Because of the boundaries of law,
就使那些抗命违背的人面对死亡。
So he who go against the law will face death.
因为抗命也就是犯罪。
So when you go against the law, which is your sin,
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
所以呢，诫命变成使我可能死的原因。
So the law becomes the reason that make it possible to die.
那我这样就恨这个诫命吗？
So now that I hate laws then?
不是的。
No.
你们马来西亚有监牢。
Malaysian, we have a prisons.
你们马来西亚有坟墓。
We have the graveyard.
你们马来西亚有法院。
We have a court.
你说因为有法院，所以我气死了。
Because there's a court, I hate it.
你说因为监牢，我讨厌马来西亚。
Because there's a prison, I hate Malaysia.
马来西亚如果没有监牢，那强盗天天到你家里，好不好？
If there's no prison in Malaysia, this robber will come to your house every day. Is it good?
马来西亚没有法院。
If there's no court,
那么那些罪人从来都没有受审判，好不好？
So the criminals have never been judged. Would that be good?
马来西亚有处死。死刑的坟墓，
and there's a capital punishment.
如果没有这些坟墓，每个人半途都不必被处死，好不好？
And if those traffickers do not have this law, would that be good?
你说我要过正常的生活。
See, I want to lead a normal life.
我不愿意受罪人所这一个搅扰。
I don't want to have the sinner to infringe me.
我不愿意受强盗所逼害。
And this the robber encroaching me.
所以监牢的存在。
So the existence of
死刑的存在，
capital punishment，
这个绞刑的存在，
and also capital punishment，
法院的存在，
and the court，
对整个社会来说，
to the society as whole，
是好的。
It's good。
上帝赐下诫命，原是这个意思。
That's the purpose that God has given the law。
所以副作用可能产生。
There are side effects, of course.
但是副作用不能比正作用更要紧。
But it cannot be more important than the good effects.
所以保罗就提到正作用到底是什么。
So now Paul mentioned the good effect of laws.
现在我们大家一同来读。
Read together.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十一节。
11.
第十二节。一。
12.
二三。那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死，因为罪趁着机会。就借着诫命引诱我，并且杀了我。这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁的、公义的、良善的。好，我今天要讲到这一节。
So I want to talk on this verse.
就是律法是圣洁的。
That this law is holy.
诫命也是圣洁的。
And the law is holy, righteous, good.
这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
因为这些诫命的存在。
Because the law exists,
是把神的道德本性显明出来。
So that the moral nature of God is manifested.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
最讨厌律法的是谁？
Who are the ones who hate the laws?
那些无所不为的强盗。
The robbers who commit all criminals.
天天犯法的罪人。
And the sinners that commit sin every day.
他们最好找到一个世界最好的地方，就是没有律法的地方，没有法院的地方，没有审判官的地方，他们就自由自在。
They feel free if there's a world without the court, without the judgment, without the punishment.
但是正常的人不是如此。
But normal men is not so.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise God.
我们在一个有法律的国家。
That we are in a nation with laws.
有法院的国家。
With courts.
有法官的国家。
With a judge.
这些的基本观念上都是应当有的健全生活社会所必须存在的。
In our basic concept, all this must exist in a healthy society.
所以这里的保罗说什么呢？
So here Paul says,
这样看来，
Then we know,
诫命是圣洁，
Law is holy.
律法也是圣洁。
Law is holy.
是良善的。
It's good.
是公义的。
It's righteous.
是圣洁。
It's good.
为什么呢
？Why?
这是神的本性彰显。
Because that's a manifestation of God's nature.
那么人被造在这个世界上
，Man is created here.
与所有万物不同的地方
，The difference as compared to all beings.
就是我们不能毫无限制、随意、胡作乱为。
We cannot do according to our lust and what we want.
我们就认识神的圣洁。
We know God's holiness.
神的公义。
God's righteousness.
神的良善。
God's goodness.
透过他所给我们的律法。
Through him, the law is given to us.
看见我们的自由的有数。
To see the bondage of our freedom.
看见我们怎样过一个讨神喜悦。
And how we live a life that pleases God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
God bless us.
今天我们就讲到这个地方。
And I will stop here.
下个礼拜我们继续讲下去。
Next week continue.
那么这一段到了最后的时候
，When it comes to the end of this passage，
你看见所有要过圣洁生活的人都是很困难。
You see that all those want to live a holy life is difficult.
所以结果有个最可怕的呼声出来。
So then there's a very terrifying calling that called to us.
我真哭啊！谁能救我脱离这个骑士的身体
？How that I suffer? Who can deliver me from this dying body?
让基督徒才知道，我们原是没有办法靠自己的神。
That Christian would know that through ourselves we cannot be victorious.
我们才需要圣灵。
Then we need the Holy Spirit.
我想罗马书是世界最伟大的管理人的生命挣扎、罪恶、救赎、得胜，这些总真理的书。
And the book of Romans is the greatest to expound on these struggles with sin in the whole world.
求主给我们每一次听到某一段的时候
Pray that God help us every time when I listen to a passage
看镜子照到自己这本相
When I look at the mirror we see ourselves
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
当我们低头闭眼睛的时候
As you bow your head and close your eyes
有哪一个人你说主啊我感谢
Anyone